Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And it is 8:22 at Total Information AM, and we welcome John Hancock and Michael Kelly into the studio as they get ready for the next couple of hours. Good morning.
Top of the morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Well, I think we have to start out with Mar-a-Lago, the raid, because that's pretty much all that has happened this week. It seems like there's been a new development every day with this. And I think that the lingering question still is, you know, is this a precedent that should have been set? What do you think, John Hancock?
Well, I don't think we know yet. If the documents that they secured are not something very substantial, then I think the precedent is dangerous. But if the documents that they secured were, you know, potentially compromising to our national security at a high level, then they had no choice. But we just don't know that yet.
Yeah, I think that's right. We really don't know yet what is in this. And hopefully today at, 2 o'clock Central Time, 3 o'clock Eastern, this may be released, and I think we'll have more information. I just have a hard time believing Merrick Garland, who has been very reserved under a lot of political pressure, quite the opposite of Bill Barr, has stayed so quiet for so long. And for him to move forward with this, something just tells me this man's a guy who dots the I's and crosses the T's.
Right. Merrick Garland has been criticized so much from people on the left saying, why aren't you doing anything? And then, bam, this happens this week. So I'm just a little confused. And Michael, I don't know if you can sort it out, because Donald Trump had been saying that he wanted the DOJ search warrant released or what they found. And so then Merrick Garland has a news conference and he's like, fine, we'll release it. But then I'm hearing there's a possibility that maybe Trump's lawyers will fight the release. So what's happening there?
Well, only the mob takes the fifth, and only he would hide behind the fact that his lawyers, after he's been saying this, look, I think they may know that there's some seriously damaging stuff here. And if there are classified information that's related to the biggest of programs, nuclear weapons, I don't think there's going to be a place for Donald Trump to hide here. Regardless of what he may have or may not have been doing with that information, it's in a law that he helped reaffirm that he can't have it.
Yeah, and there would be no point in retaining top secret nuclear information for a former president. I can't fathom a purpose why any former president would want to have those kinds of documents.
A legitimate
reason.
Well,
I'm just saying, yeah. any former president would want to have those. We don't know that that's what's there.
Right.
And, you know, they weren't destroyed. He didn't destroy them. He had them. So I'm going to be very interested to see what's there.
The response has been very partisan. Obviously, it's energized the former president's base once again.
Yes, it has. And, you know, I think a little circumspection would behoove a lot of Republicans. And let's wait and see what comes out of this thing before making pronouncements. I think, you know, they may very well be right. There's nothing here. But if they were wrong, I think they will regret having made some of those
statements. Well, it's been almost virtual silence from everybody on the right side of the aisle since Merrick Garland's speech yesterday. In fact, the conservative caucus, which is the Marjorie Taylor Greene faction of the Republican Party, which may be the Republican Party these days, had a press conference scheduled this morning that they've canceled. So I think they're waiting to see the unboxing, if you will, of what's in this before they go out and figure out what their next thing is. I think Donald Trump's already laying the OJ defense, which is they screwed up in getting the documents, not arguing whether or not he actually did it, but is going to try to do the OJ. There was problems with the investigation.
I'm not so sure, though, that just by releasing the warrant, that that's going to tell us what the documents are. I mean, it might allude to what they might be, So it's entirely possible that even if it gets released today, we still won't know.
I thought the most compelling thing we learned yesterday was that they had tried to work with him during June and July to get this information, and he continued to, you know, filibuster them, if you will. I just don't get what the purpose of that would be.
Because he did hand over, what, 17 boxes a few mm-hmm. months ago, but then he held on to a dozen more
and
for...
Why?
But I guess we may or may not know.
Anything that you can be said about this guy or alleged about him that you don't take is, well, that's probably plausible.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.